Good day and welcome back to The Couple's Corner, brought to you by Chestnut Hill Villa in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Today, I am here to talk to you about something solo. So I don't have a guest today except for just me. There's a reason for this. Because your biggest gift that you can give in your marriage and in your relationships is your personal maturity. The decisions that you make every single day to get up, make positive decisions, actively pursue something that's going to benefit you and everyone around you, that is a secret ingredient to a successful relationship. When you choose to till the ground between the two ears that you have, your mind, your heart, and your body, when you choose to mature in all areas of your life, your biggest gift that you're going to give someone in a relationship is you. You healed. You already mended. You coming to the table to offer something. You've already prepared something. You've already done the work and you're coming to the table prepared to give food as well. That's a good relationship. When we are not working on ourselves, when we decide not to participate in the hard work of maturity and making decisions that cultivate personal growth, we then therefore set ourselves up for complete and destructive failure. Why? Because in that type of relationship, the only thing that other person is going to be doing for you is helping you, is making you a table to sit at, is making all of the efforts to fix you. And that, my friends, is not a relationship that I'd ever want to endorse, encourage, or even be in myself. There's room to help people. Of course there's room to help people. There's always time to help people. But I'm talking about intimacy here. Relationships that are in your, if you may say, in your circle, in the place of your sanity where you can call a friend and just say, listen, I am just having a rough moment. These relationships, your marriage, the couple's corner, this whole podcast is about marriage, about commitment in marriage, one of the deepest relationships you may ever have in this world. From that space, work on you. That's the biggest gift you can give to your loved one. Thank you again for tuning into The Couple's Corner, brought to you by Chestnut Hill Villa, a perfect wedding and event venue right across the street from Spooky Nook Sports Complex along 283 in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you're looking for a perfect venue for your wedding, check out chestnuthillvilla.com. Again, that's www.chestnuthillvilla.com. Good day and welcome back to The Couple's Corner, brought to you by Chestnut Hill Villa in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Today, I am here to talk to you about something solo. So I don't have a guest today except for just me. There's a reason for this. Because your biggest gift that you can give in your marriage and in your relationships is your personal maturity. The decisions that you make every single day to get up, make positive decisions, actively pursue something that's going to benefit you and everyone around you, that is a secret ingredient to a successful relationship. When you choose to till the ground between the two ears that you have, your mind, your heart, and your body, when you choose to mature in all areas of your life, your biggest gift that you're going to give someone in a relationship is you. You healed. You already mended. You coming to the table to offer something. You've already prepared something. You've already done the work and you're coming to the table prepared to give food as well. That's a good relationship. When we are not working on ourselves, when we decide not to participate in the hard work of maturity and making decisions that cultivate personal growth, we then therefore set ourselves up for complete and destructive failure. Why? Because in that type of relationship, the only thing that that other person is going to be doing for you is helping you, is making you a table to sit at, is making all of the efforts to fix you. And that, my friends, is not a relationship that I'd ever want to endorse, encourage, or even be in myself. There's room to help people. Of course there's room to help people. There's always time to help people. But I'm talking about intimacy here. Relationships that are in your, if you may say, in your circle, in the place of your sanity, where you can call a friend and just say, listen, I am just having a rough moment. These relationships, your marriage, the couple's corner, this whole podcast is about marriage, about commitment in marriage, one of the deepest relationships you may ever have in this world. From that space, work on you. That's the biggest gift you can give to your loved one.